Hey everybody, this is Mike Dana. Gonna make my little recording over the recording of Song of Orpheus. I always like using those buzzy flurries of Harmon Meat trumpets whenever possible. So the form of the tune is AAB, and here at bar 9 is the first A section. Starting off, keeping it simple, just alto and trumpet. Some of the lower saxophones and trombones come in at 17, and then I kind of thickened up the melody a little bit with two altos and two trumpets. And of course, the ensemble sends us into the B section right here. I really like that ascending line that the altos do there. And the trombones take over the melody right there at 25 and then hand it off to the trumpets. I probably should have written a little louder dynamic there for that trombone melody. So if you're doing this tune, make sure that that comes out. And then here we're at bar 33, which is also the sign. And now the melody's even thicker with all the trumpets and, of course, the altos. And the counter melody has gotten more active. And again, things are just getting kind of more intense here and building up into the second time through the B section, which is coming up here at bar 49. Again, there's that trombone melody, but this time there's this little kind of percolating saxophone thing going on with the altos and tenors that's kind of fun. And then I repeated the B section with some harmonic changes. And I'm not gonna lie, I really dig how that turned out. Every time I hear that, I go, yeah, that was cool. For the solo section, I wanted to have the tune have a little more energy to it. So there's kind of this implied double time feel. If you check out the kick drum and the bass, that kind of stuff. And then the backgrounds are kind of structured so that they're multi-layered and you can really open this up for more than one soloist like they've done here on the demo recording. And man, if only these soloists on the demo recording could play, you know? These guys sound great. I don't know who it is, but they sound really, really good. So on this last time through the lowing at 65, the trumpets have a line that continues into this shout chorus isn't the right term, but it's this big development section after the blowing. So here we go. And the saxes have this real busy, intense kind of a tune under the brass. Here's the trombone melody again with the ascending half note line in the trumpets this time. And then I just felt like it needed a little few bars to go nuts and then kind of settle down after the little drum break back to the sign, which is another time through the form, the AAB, but as you'll hear in the coda, there's like another reharmonization of the B section. Anytime those trombone players have that really cool little counter melody, tell them to go ahead and play it out. Okay, we're heading into the last official B section here. Now there's going to be another little harmonic detour coming up here in the coda. I like that a lot. And of course the big bombastic ending. You could certainly have your soloist blow over that last chord. you know, of course, it doesn't have to be an alto or a trumpet player like it was on the demo. Whoops, hang on, let me pause that. So anyway, I think this is a great tune for the middle of a set. You know, it's not, I mean, I guess you could do it anywhere, really, but it's not like a opening swing tune, and it's not a big flag-waving, barn burner sort of closing tune like you might expect to hear in a festival set. But it's nice to have something that's in the middle that's a real contrast that isn't necessarily a ballad or like a pop ballad. And I think on one of the little video intros that I did for the Kendor reading session, I talked a little bit about the Song of Orpheus. And Orpheus is this, you know, mythological creature whose father was Apollo and his mother was Calliope. And he had this gift of music. And supposedly, he taught music to King Midas, you know, the touch of gold, that dude. And then King Midas was the king of Phrygia, so and the Phrygian mode. So there you go. So all that is really fascinating for your program notes, or it's not, anyway. But I hope you like the tune, and thanks a lot for listening. And I will be talking to you soon, I hope. This is Mike Dana. See y'all later. Bye.